The International Pacific Halibut Commission is offering a reward for a couple of pieces of scientific equipment that have been lost in waters off Alaska. KDLG's Mike Mason has the details.
Back in 2009, the IPHC launched a program to collect oceanographic data alongside survey fishing data. The executive director of the International Pacific Halibut Commission is Bruce Lehman. He says the missing pieces of equipment are water column profilers.
We received a grant from NOAA a couple of years ago to equip all of our survey vessels with these profilers. And what the profilers do is that for each time we do some of our survey fishing, and we have something like 1,280 stations between Oregon and the Bering Sea and the end of the Aleutians, at each one of those stations, we deploy this profiler, and it goes down through the water column, and it measures salinity, temperature, pH, dissolved oxygen, and chlorophyll content. So it gives us a fairly good snapshot of the whole coast here, and this is a very important data set to us. We're sharing it with all kinds of other users, and it gives us a very good profile of what the whole coast looks like during the time of our survey.
The vast majority of the water column profilers have been retrieved, but two of the profilers remain on the fishing grounds. The profilers weigh about 60 pounds and are housed inside a steel cage. One of the profilers was lost in late July of 2009 off the east side of Kodiak Island. The profiler is thought to be sitting hard on the bottom, and the International Pacific Halibut Commission believes that it may be snagged by fishing or other gear. The second missing profiler was lost this last June on the south side of Adak Island. Lehman says it's possible vessels might be able to locate the missing water profilers if they have their depth sounders on.
Particularly for the one that's off Kodiak Island, it doesn't have the floats on top, but it's sitting on hard bottom, and you would get a little bit of a bump in there. But the one that's off Adak Island, you can actually see the floats on your echo sounder if you're going by.
In an effort to get the expensive pieces of equipment back, the International Pacific Halibut Commission is offering a $1,500 reward for each water column profiler. Lehman says the staff at the IPHC is still holding out hope that the profilers can be found and retrieved.
You know, we certainly would like to see them again, and we think that the $1,500 might be enough incentive so people might actually go looking for them. It's sort of a small thing in a large area, but we have some fairly precise location information on it, so we would dearly like to get them back because they do have important data on them, plus they're reusable for us. They're fairly durable pieces of equipment.
Details about the reward and the approximate location and depth of the missing water column profilers can be found on the website of the International Pacific Halibut Commission at iphc.washington.edu. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.